June 30th looms as a momentous date this year. That's when the Coalition Provisional Authority is scheduled to hand over political power to the people of Iraq. On Monday, President Bush is scheduled to begin a series of speeches outlining the steps towards the transition. Altogether, the speeches are expected to present a forecast of life in Iraq from July 1st until elections are held next year. We're joined in the studio now by William Cohen, who was Secretary of Defense during the Clinton administration. Thanks very much for being with
us. Pleasure to be here.
And Lord George Robertson, former Secretary General of NATO and Britain's former defense minister, also in our studio. Thank you for being with us, Lord Robertson.
It's really nice to be here.
Lord Robertson and Secretary Cohen are now working together in the Cohen Group, an international consulting firm. Secretary Cohen, let's start with you first. What do you think the president has to outline to be effective in this series of speeches?
Well, first, I think he has to make sure that he can shore up his support within this country, within the Congress of the United States. There has been some erosion of that support, some considerable criticism of how things are going. Secondly, I think he must go to the United Nations. He's been working with the United Nations, with Kofi Annan, with Mr. Brahimi, and to help devise what the architecture is going to be in terms of this provisional government, which will be in place until next spring, next January, February, when there will be elections held. And I think that he also has to go to the key members of NATO to meet with Chancellor Schroeder and President Chirac. Mm-hmm. No country, including France and Germany, wants to see the United States fail.
Just one other point I think is worth making. People are mesmerized a little bit by why France and Germany haven't got troops in Iraq and seem to think that any device that is chosen should be designed to do that. In fact, we'll need many more troops than from France and Germany. And NATO has been able in the past to attract from neutral countries like Sweden and Finland. If you have an internationalized situation on the model that we used, say, in Bosnia, then you attract troops from other countries because they know it will be professionally organized. So, you know, that'll be something that is on the table during the many discussions that are going to take place at a head of state and head of government level in the next few weeks.
Let me ask you both, as former defense ministers, who's winning the war in Iraq now?
I think it's too early to tell. The old expression, I think, when either Henry Kissinger or President Nixon met with Cho Enlai, they asked what did he think of the consequences of the French Revolution, and the response was, it's too early to tell. It's at a tipping point. Mm-hmm. It could go either way.
Lord Robertson?
I think we have won the military war. Certainly Saddam has gone, and that is a huge plus for the Iraqi people mainly, but for the world in general. What we haven't done is win the peace. And that always turns out to be the most difficult aspect. But remember that they have already agreed a constitution for Iraq, they being the Iraqis themselves, including the Shias, the Sunnis, and the Kurds. And that would have almost been seen as inconceivable a couple of years ago on any scenario post-removal of Saddam. So that is a very considerable sign of success. I believe the vast majority of Iraqis welcome the fact that Saddam has gone, and even although their security at the moment is compromised by insurgents, the vast majority of them have got a stake in a stable and secure and increasingly prosperous Iraq.
Do you think that the goal of US and UK policy should be to contain the insurgency, to defeat it?
I think we have to move from the perception that we are an occupying power. And so I think the goal at this point is to turn the force into a stabilizing or security force. And so we're in something of a conundrum. Mm-hmm. We cannot succeed without the support of the Iraqi people. The Iraqi people will not support us unless they see us as succeeding. And so what we have to do is to persuade them that we're there for the long haul, to provide them with the enough time for these new institutions to take root and provide them with certainly a more democratic system than they've ever known before.
Mm-hmm. Lord Robertson.
Ultimately, it will be the Iraqis who will decide whether the insurgents are defeated, because they are, in any event, a minority. And we've had to deal in other countries with that. But you can't deal with an insurgency if the people are against you or the people are suspicious about you. And that is why the transfer of power is going to be so important, and how the structures that are established in place after that start to function. People need to feel they have a stake in their own country, and then the insurgents will be defeated. I've been trying in my meetings here in Washington to remind people that in 1994 and 95, people were in the same state of despair about Bosnia in the middle of Europe. And the violence there was huge and terrible in its consequences. And today, the Cafe Society in Sarajevo is picking up. There is a central government that functions. They wave the Bosnian-Herzegovinian flag. They have an entry in the Eurovision Song Contest, you know. And yet there were people in 94, 95 who wanted to give up and say, let them drown in their own blood. But we didn't. We acted. We stuck with it. We finished the job. And I think people might take heart from looking at that sort of example rather than yesterday's scenes of fighting in the streets.
Gentlemen, thanks both very much. Lord George Robertson, former Secretary General of NATO, and William Cohen, Defense Secretary in the Clinton administration.